This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What the 70/30 formula reveals about why emotional control scripts work better than willpower alone. Why having the right words ready beats trying to stay calm through sheer force of will. In short, emotional control during conflict is not a character trait you either have or lack. It is a skill built on preparation. Scripts work better than willpower because they move the cognitive work to a calm moment, leaving your brain free to stay present when pressure spikes. Willpower depends on clear thinking, and conflict actively destroys clear thinking. Scripts preload the language your brain needs before the threat response takes over. The 70/30 formula builds emotional control through practice, not personality. Definition: emotional control scripts are prepared, word-for-word phrases that guide your language and behavior during high-pressure conversations. They reduce the cognitive load conflict creates by providing a reliable path through the moment before the brain's survival response can override rational thought. There is a pattern I have watched repeat itself across 60 years of difficult conversations, in boardrooms and kitchens alike. A person knows exactly what they need to say. They have rehearsed it in the shower, on the drive-in, walking up the corridor. Then the conversation starts. The other person's tone shifts, or a single word lands wrong, and the whole prepared speech dissolves. What comes out instead is either sharp and regrettable, or nothing at all. This is not weakness. This is biology. Emotional control scripts exist precisely because the gap between knowing what to say and being able to say it under pressure is not a character flaw you can overcome by trying harder. It is a design feature of the human brain, and it calls for a design-level solution. Why willpower is the wrong tool for emotional pressure. Most people believe emotional control during conflict is about strength of will. If you want it badly enough, you stay calm. If you lose your composure, you simply did not want it enough. I spent a long time believing that myself, and it cost me more conversations than I care to count. Here is the truth of it. Willpower lies in the prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain that handles rational thought, language, and complex decision-making. Conflict, particularly conflict that feels personal or threatening, activates the amygdala. That is your brain's alarm system, and when it fires, it pulls resources away from the prefrontal cortex to prepare your body for survival. You literally become less able to think clearly at the exact moment clear thinking matters most. Telling yourself to stay calm is an instruction from the prefrontal cortex to a brain that has already handed control to a faster, older system. It is like trying to steer a car by shouting at the engine. The instruction travels too slowly, through the wrong channel, to reach the right place in time. This is what I describe in Say It Right Every Time as the rehearsal trap. They end the cycle of preparing a conversation perfectly in your head, only to find yourself tongue-tied and fumbling when the real moment arrives. The preparation was real. The intention was real. But the method was wrong. Understanding why willpower fails is not an academic exercise. It tells you exactly what to replace it with. You can read more about what happens to your thinking under pressure in What is the Amygdala Hijack? And how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments. The mechanism behind emotional control scripts. A script does not ask your threatened brain to think. It asks it to remember. That is a completely different request, and the brain handles it differently. When you prepare a word-for-word phrase before a difficult conversation, you're doing the language work in advance, in a calm state. When your prefrontal cortex is fully engaged, the phrase gets stored. When the pressure arrives and your rational thinking begins to narrow, you're not generating new language under stress. You are retrieving something that already exists. The cognitive load drops sharply, and that drop is what gives you room to stay present. This is the core of the 70/30 formula I introduce and Say It Right Every Time. The book is structured so that 70% of its content is practical word-for-word scripts, and 30% is the essential psychology explaining why those scripts work. That ratio is not arbitrary. It reflects a deliberate stance. Most communication advice gives you insight without tools, and insight alone cannot save you in the middle of a hard conversation. As I write in chapter 1, there's a massive gap between knowing what you should do and actually being able to do it under pressure. The scripts close that gap. The psychology helps you trust the method. The mechanism works like this. Your brain, under threat, narrows its options to the fastest available response: attack, withdraw, or freeze. A prepared script represents a fourth option that has already been shaped by your calmer self. It bypasses the need to construct a response in real time, which is precisely the task your threatened brain is least equipped to do. Practiced scripts also regulate tone. When you know the words, you do not have to work as hard to find them, and that reduced effort shows up as steadiness in your voice. The other person reads that steadiness as control. It changes how they respond to you, which changes the entire dynamic of the conversation. What this looks like when it plays out in real life. Let me give you a concrete picture of this, because the mechanism is easy to understand in the abstract and easy to doubt when you are in the room. A colleague challenges your decision in front of the team. The criticism is partly fair, partly delivered in a way that feels designed to undermine. You feel the familiar heat rising. Without a script, your options under that pressure are narrow: defend sharply, go quiet, or produce something vague that satisfies no one. All three damage the conversation. With a prepared phrase, something like, "I hear the concern. Let me address that directly," the dynamic changes. You have not agreed with the criticism. You have not capitulated. But you have slowed the exchange, signaled composure, and bought yourself 3 seconds to think. 3 seconds is enough when the language is already waiting. The same principle holds in personal conflict, not just professional ones. A partner raises an old grievance at a bad moment. A family member escalates what started as a small disagreement. The script is not a magic formula that makes the problem disappear. It is a handhold that keeps you from falling while you find your footing. I have watched people use this method transform conversations they had been avoiding for months. Not because the script said anything brilliant, because they gave people the confidence to start. Once the first sentence is out, and it holds up, the rest becomes possible. That is what preparation does that willpower never could. Converts a terrifying unknown into something familiar. For more on what happens when emotional responses go unmanaged in teams, signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time covers the patterns you need to recognize early. Why people keep reaching for willpower instead. If scripts work better, why do so few people use them? I have asked myself this question for years, and I think there are 3 honest answers. The first is that preparing scripts feels like admitting something. It feels like admitting you do not trust yourself, that you need crutches, that you are not as naturally confident as you would like to be. There is a pride cost to preparation that nobody talks about. In my experience, the people who resist preparing the most are often the ones who most need it. The second reason is that we confuse knowing with doing. I have seen this in every industry I have worked in. A person reads about emotional intelligence, understands the concepts, nods at all the right points, and then walks into a hard conversation with no tools in their hands. They believe understanding is enough. It is not. As I note in chapter 4 of Say It Right Every Time, telling someone to be more confident is not actionable advice. How do you just be confident when you're feeling nervous and intimidated? Understanding the advice and being able to execute it under pressure are 2 separate skills. The third reason is that we do not practice out loud. This is a step most people skip, and it is the one that matters most. Reading a script silently is nothing like saying it aloud. The voice carries tension. The mouth stumbles on certain word shapes. A phrase that reads smoothly can feel unnatural when spoken, and that feeling of unnaturalness is what makes scripts feel robotic. The solution is not to abandon the script. It is to practice it until the words sound like yours. This connects directly to how the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy intersects with preparation. Emotional intelligence is not a passive awareness, but an active, practiced capacity. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How to build emotional control scripts that actually hold. Building scripts that hold under pressure is not a complicated process. It is a disciplined one. Here's how I have taught it for years, and how it appears in Say It Right Every Time. Identify the conversations that most reliably knock you off balance. These are your highest risk moments: the colleague who dismisses your ideas in public, the manager whose criticism feels personal, the team disagreement that always escalates. Start there, not with hypotheticals. Write a single opening phrase for each situation, not a speech, not a paragraph. One sentence that acknowledges the moment without surrendering to it. Something like, I want to engage with this properly, so let me take a breath and respond thoughtfully. That is enough to interrupt the reactive cycle. Customize the language to sound like you. The goal, as I write in Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, is for the words to sound like you, but a more prepared and confident version of you. If formal language feels foreign, write the script in the register you actually use. The only test is whether it sounds natural when you speak it. Say it out loud at least 3 times before you need it, not in your head. Out loud, in a room, at the volume you would actually use. This is the step that converts understanding into muscle memory, and muscle memory is what survives the pressure. After the conversation, reflect on what held and what did not. This single act of reflection, brief as it is how you build lasting mastery. One conversation becomes a lesson. 10 conversations become a system. The script improves with every use. This 5-step approach mirrors the process outlined for using any script effectively and Say It Right Every Time. Find it, read the context, customize it, practice it aloud, then reflect. That sequence is not optional, and each step builds on the one before it. You can see how this kind of prepared approach supports the broader work of how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy, where having language ready is the difference between a managed moment and an escalating one. What emotional control scripts cannot do. Here is something I want to be clear about, because I have seen people misuse this method. Scripts do not replace genuine engagement. They create the conditions for it. A script that closes down a conversation, that uses prepared language as a way to avoid accountability, will do damage. The goal is not to sound unmoved. The goal is to stay present enough to actually engage with what is happening. Scripts serve that goal. They do not substitute for it. If you want to understand how psychological safety supports the kind of environment where people feel safe enough to have honest conversations without emotional escalation, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy is worth your time. Safety and preparation work together. One without the other is incomplete. Scripts also do not work if you skip the reflection step. The 6-day transformation plan in Say It Right Every Time is built on daily practice and deliberate review, because mastery does not come from a single well-handled conversation. It comes from the accumulated learning of many conversations, each one adjusted by what you noticed in the one before. Think of the deal method for resolving conflict as a framework that sits above the scripts. The method gives you direction, and the scripts give you the language to follow it. You need both. And sometimes conflict ends in damage that needs repair. For those moments, the principles behind how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy depend on the same prepared, deliberate approach to language. The real cost of staying unprepared. I want to close with something that I believe people underestimate. The cost of avoiding this preparation is not just the occasional bad conversation. It is cumulative. Every conflict handled badly or avoided entirely adds weight. It builds a history in your body, a learned association between certain kinds of conversations and a sense of danger. Over time, you start avoiding not just the conversations that were genuinely threatening, but all conversations that resemble them, even mildly. The avoidance spreads. I've watched people make themselves genuinely unwell by carrying what they could not say, as I write in Say It Right Every Time. We're literally making ourselves sick by not saying what needs to be said. That is not a dramatic observation. It is something I have seen play out in careers and relationships across 6 decades. Emotional control scripts are not a trick or a shortcut. They are practice, like any other skill built through repetition over time. The 70/30 formula trusts that if you give people the right words and enough understanding of why those words work, they will use them. And using them, over and over, to conversations easy and hard, is how emotional control shifts from something you hope you will have in the moment to something you can genuinely rely on. That shift, from hope to reliability, is worth every minute of preparation it takes to get there. Frequently asked questions. What are emotional control scripts? Emotional control scripts are word-for-word phrases prepared in advance that guide you through a difficult conversation when stress and pressure would otherwise hijack your thinking. They work because they reduce the cognitive load your brain carries at the worst possible moment. Why does willpower fail during conflict? Willpower depends on your prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for rational thought. Under emotional pressure, the amygdala takes over, and that higher-order thinking shuts down. You can't reason your way calm when your brain is already in survival mode. How do emotional control scripts work in practice? You prepare specific phrases before the conversation happens, practice them out loud until they feel natural, then use them as an anchor when pressure builds. The preparation shifts the cognitive work to a calm moment, so your brain is not generating language while also managing fear. What is the 70/30 formula for emotional control? The 70/30 formula from Say It Right Every Time structures communication learning as 70% practical word-for-word scripts and 30% psychology explaining why they work. For emotional control, this means most of your preparation is language-based, not insight-based. Can emotional control scripts sound natural or do they feel robotic? Practiced scripts sound like a more prepared version of you, not a different person. The goal is to customize them to your own rhythm and voice, then rehearse them until they flow. Preparation removes the robotic quality that untrained scripts carry. How do I start building emotional control scripts for conflict situations? Start with the two or three conflict moments that most reliably knock you off balance. Write a single opening phrase for each. Practice it out loud at least 3 times before you need it. After the conversation, reflect on what held and what did not, then adjust. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.